Hello, everybody. Come on in. How's everybody doing tonight? I know it's kind of a holiday week for y'all, or for those of us in the US, I should say. So some of y'all might be off this week, and So I am Coach Betsy. Thank you so much, Elena. I got a little trim. Actually, I got more than a trim last week. I needed it. I got a few inches taken off, but it's still it's just so hot here, y'all. Couldn't handle all that hair with it being so hot. All right, who's ready to, thank you so much, Jean. Who's ready to talk binging, overeating? I got something I was going to talk to y'all about today. Just my last, let me make sure my chat is, be sure your chat is set to everyone. By the way, looks like all of y'all are set to everyone. Everyone who's Rose. You set your chat to everyone so we can all see you. I want everybody to see everybody's chat. Yeah, I'm going to talk to y'all about my last urge to binge, which was Sunday night. So I was going to talk to y'all a little bit about that, but really what I want to do this tonight is just coach you, answer any questions you have about binging, overeating. I am here for y'all and this is your opportunity. So raise your hand, ask a question. By the way, I'm really big on, kind of creating safety around coaching for a lot of y'all, maybe who have never done coaching. It's totally fine for you to not turn your camera on if you want to get coached. I actually was in a coaching program several years ago that was all about, sex and relationships and intimacy. And we would get on Zoom calls, and actually the settings were set where it was like a meeting style call, but when everyone came in, their camera was turned off and their name was changed. And so it was totally anonymous. So I'm just really big on, I know a lot of times with binging that there can be a lot of shame. There can be a lot of not wanting to get coached and not wanting, wanting to hide, and so it's totally fine if you want to not have your camera on when you get coached. That's totally fine. But you can also definitely always post a question in the Q&A. All right, now that we've got a good little group in here, who is, it's July. And so I'd love to see some hearts and some reaction. Who is dropping it like it's hot? I don't even know what to do that. But who's dropping it like it's hot this month? I would love to hear what your goal is this month. I would love to hear about that in the chat. And for those of you all who have no idea what we're talking about, in July, we are dropping it like it's hot. It is July. It is Corinne's birthday month. It's not only her birthday month, but y'all, she is turning 50 this month. I believe her is Lori. I know you're here. When is her birthday? Is it like July? I think it's July 12th, isn't it? It's, I think, yeah, the 12th. Okay. So, Corinne will be 50 on July 12th, and every July, almost every July since I've been around a long time, Corinne wants, she doesn't want any gifts. Y'all don't send her any stuff. She wants your pounds. She wants your fat. So that's what we do in July, is that we lose weight and we gift Corinne our pounds. And so, yeah, how many pounds are you all gifting her this July? Yeah, Patricia, don't, I turned 49 last week, y'all. So I'm getting close to that 50, and I'm excited. I'm kind of excited. Like, here we are. I mean, I don't feel like half a century old. All right, we got 10 pounds. Again, be sure your chat is set to everyone. We got 10, we got 5 pounds. Annette started chair yoga and habit tracking and assessing. Yeah, on the worksheet, it fills out a lot of the stuff for you, but it says, here's your, this is what my goal is going to be. And y'all remember we did this at the summer reset, like decide on a goal for July. And I mean, this could be part of your summer reset goal, right? But it's like decide on your goal for the month and really check in with your body. How does it feel? Does it feel doable? Does it feel maybe a little bit challenging, like a little bit of a push? But it doesn't, it's that whole like, we want you to get out of your comfort zone into your discomfort zone. Because we got to get out of our comfort zone to change, y'all. We got to get out and like be a little uncomfortable, but we don't want to move over into the scared shitless zone. Okay. Because that's ain't nothing good going to happen over there. So it's like, where are you kind of nudging yourself over into the discomfort zone, maybe a little bit to get you a different result, to get that some of that weight off, right? And so that's what this is all about. So, and then I'm committed to the following. I mean, we already fill out for you planning and assessing daily. I talked on the monthly assessment call on Saturday. Y'all, I've just been like all over the Zooms these last few days. I talked about how what's really working for me is weekly planning and daily assessing. That is me. I am not telling y'all what to do. Don't you say I told you to do that. But that is what's working for me. And for y'all, y'all got to decide what works for you. If you're new, if you hadn't gotten down daily planning and assessing, that's where you start. But I've been doing this, y'all, for almost 10 years. And what works for me now is planning on a weekly basis. And then I assess every day and write down what I ate. And, if I overate, I do discovery worksheets and all the things. Okay. So, all right, let me see, 5 pounds, 2 pounds, 6 pounds. I love it. Y'all see how it all adds up. And there's also going to be some amazing prizes this month. So, and I don't even, I mean, like just a bunch of awesome prizes. So be sure and check your newsletter in your email because that's where all the information is. But you can also just go to nobswomen.com and click on the top little banner for Drop It Like It's Hot. So, all right. 2 pounds, 5 pounds. I love how it's just all adding up. So happy birthday, Dawn. All right. I love it. I love hearing about all of y'all participating in the challenge this month. And I really encourage y'all, this is part of getting, getting the prize. And here's the thing. We nominate people for these prizes. And so if I see you posting stuff in Facebook, Vern is keeping an eye out on the email. If you don't do Facebook, then we all nominate people for these prizes. So you got to show up. You got to show up and participate to get prizes. Okay. All right. So again, I'm just going to talk about how there are opportunities for me to coach you on binging and or overeating. And so raise your hand if you want to get coached. Maybe this is the day. I don't have anybody right now. So maybe this is the day that you pull up your big girl panties and you reach out for help. Okay. Because we're here, but I'll go and, put my baked potatoes in the oven for dinner if I don't have anybody, raising their hand. Okay. But I would do want to talk to y'all about my last urge to binge that I had. All right, Carrie, awesome. You will be first in line after I finish this, talking about this real quick. But I just think it's so important for as coaches for us to share our experiences and just really let you know that we are, we are human, we are normal, we are, there's nothing special about us. We just are doing the, doing the work and practicing the habits right alongside you all. So the other night, so this was Sunday. So during the day, we went over to my in-laws and we swam in their pool, and my husband smoked a big pork butt, and we had this big lunch with deviled eggs and pork butt and potato salad and baked beans. And then we were kind of doing a late Father's Day celebration. And then we are also celebrating my birthday. So, of course, usually my mother-in-law has multiple, they always got multiple kinds of ice cream in the freezer. And then they also, she's an amazing baker, and there's usually multiple desserts in the to choose from at any meal we have over at their house. And so we had our lunch, and I was really proud of myself because I they had like hamburger buns, you know, for the barbecue sandwiches, and I was like, ain't worth it. I'm really big right now on like velvet rope of my stomach type things of like what is really worth it. And y'all, a grocery store, like I laugh because like every time Corinne talks about the bread basket, I'm like, I like breads. I like bread. I like that bread basket bread sometimes. So, but what isn't worth it to me, you know, Corinne talks about how that's not worth it to her. What isn't worth it to me is a grocery store hamburger bun. Y'all, that just ain't my thing. It might be your thing. Yes, I love me a brioche. I love me a fresh baked, you know, bun. But you know, Sara Lee hamburger bun is not it. And so that's just me, right? And so I was like, that is not worth it. And that is gonna like, you know, that's more stuff that's gonna fill me up. And I want to save room for dessert because my husband had told me that there was gonna be a surprise, you know, like a surprise dessert for me. And so I was so proud of myself. I ate, you know, I got a little bit of everything I wanted, and I never finish anything on my plate anymore, y'all. I have developed the habit over the years, and this is something that is truly a habit now. And again, I'm so proud of it, where I don't even have to think about it anymore, but I almost never clean my plate. I always leave like a lit, even if it's just a little morsel of something. Like if I have a bunch of like it was the beans and the meat and the you know potato, it's like there's always like a at least a little bit left, if not more, because I always every single meal I want to prove to my brain that like it's okay for me to leave food behind and there's always more food available to me and so I can throw away food. And so I did that, and I was just again really proud of myself because I didn't overeat the lunch. And then we had strawberry pizza. Do y'all know about strawberry pizza? It's a famous dessert in my husband's family. My husband always wants it for his birthday, but it is this like it's kind of like this shortbread like kind of crust, and then it's like this cream cheese, you know, sugar mixture layer, and then it's like strawberries and kind of filling next layer, and then it's either Cool Whip or my mother-in-law always does fresh whipped cream, like freshly whipped whipped cream. Oh my gosh, it was so delicious. And then she, of course, wanted me to take some home in the, you know, take another, you know, serving home. So Rachel does, you don't like whipped cream? Oh my gosh, you know, it's just so good. And she puts a little bit of sugar in it, but not too much sugar in it. Anyway. But and this is where it's like, you know, we got food pushers in our lives, y'all. But I mean, it's always up to us how much food we put in our mouths. Okay. I mean, my mother-in-law is not like, you know, hey, you know, eat this, right? But she was like, you want to take some home? And I was like, sure. And but the, so that night I was like, oh, it's on. Like, but I was not hungry. I was laying there on the couch after dinner. And well, not even really after dinner. Like we've had that big lunch. And this is a kind of a pattern that I know about for me, where it's like when I kind of have like a not kind of a typical day of eating where it's just like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, my brain can kind of go like, ooh, we could have this and we could have that. And we don't really know if we're hungry or not. And it's just kind of a weird day. So all these justifications and excuses can come up. And that's really kind of what happened that day. Like we got home and I did get a little bit hungry and I had some popcorn and some almonds. And then I was like, kind of good. Well, then my husband kind of got hungry and he had like kind of like a full-on meal, like a sandwich and chips. And then I was like, well, give me a few of those chips. And so I did actually like overeat the chips and there was some cheese dip with it. And then so those of you all who, you know, can probably relate to me with this, where it's like, well, I kind of already like messed up because I'm kind of like overly full now anyway. So I might as well just have some more of that strawberry pizza. I mean, it's in there. You know, I took it home. She like wants me to eat it. And, you know, and I mean, we could even just eat some other stuff, right? And this is where my urges to binge come in, my urges to overeat come in. It's not about hunger anymore, right? That kind of the conversation about hunger goes out the window, and it's just like, what can I kind of get away with? Or what are we doing here? Like, what am I giving myself permission to do here? And I really did like, but it was more of like a conscious experience. Like, I was like, okay, I had the chips. Wasn't really all that hungry for kind of the chips and dip. What do we really want to do here? And we were also like watching a show, and I was just laying on the couch under my blanket. And so I did this thing that I talk about a lot with my private clients. And it's something that has just really worked for me with nighttime urges. 'Cause a lot of times, I mean, just at night, I'm not hungry. I'm not ever hungry, y'all, after dinner. And I'm usually asleep on the couch about an hour after we eat dinner, usually. So it's never about hunger, but it's like, ooh, I want a little something sweet, or like, ooh, we got ice cream in the freezer or whatever. If I didn't plan for it, and or I just don't want it, I pretend that I'm glued to the couch. Really. That's the thing that I practice, where it's like, okay, we're not gonna eat because we're not hungry and we didn't plan for it and all those things. And we really want to like look forward to it and enjoy it, like the strawberry pizza, right? And so I was like, okay, all I gotta do here is lay here under this blanket on this comfy couch and watch TV. So I hear you, urge. I know like you want this. But if we just stay here on this couch and pretend we're glued here and like we're really comfy and warm and cozy, that's a pretty good trade-off. I mean, I still want the strawberry pizza, or I think I do. But y'all, and what happened about 30 minutes later, if not less, I fell asleep. I fell asleep. And I, you know, and by the and also have a rule that if I have already fallen asleep on the couch, we don't eat anything. That's just a hard and fast rule. That's a guardrail that I give myself. That's a rule I love, where it's like, no, that means it's sleepy time. Like, we might like wake up and maybe like watch a little bit more TV or something, but eating is over with if we have already nodded off. And y'all, I usually fall asleep on the couch watching TV almost every night. So that's and now and then I woke up the next morning, y'all, and it was like, wow, that urge felt so strong there in the moment, right? It just felt like, it almost just kind of felt like I couldn't not eat, but I didn't. And I just fell asleep, and like then the urge was over with. And so I don't know, I just hope some part of that story kind of either resonates with you, or it's something maybe that you can try, where it's like, you know, pretending you're glued to the chair or the couch. And, you know, because when we have an urge, right, we don't have to go for a walk. We don't have to go clean the toilet. We don't have to go journal. We don't have to even like, you know, take any deep breaths. We could just stay where we are. And eventually the urge does pass, or we fall asleep, like in my case. So I hope that helps y'all. I hope that helps y'all. Let me know if you have any questions about it, or you know, that you or just let me know if maybe you're going to try something. But it's just so normal for the urge. I think this is the last thing I want to say, and then Carrie, I'll come to you. It's so normal for the urge, y'all, to feel really, really strong in the moment. And like, and for your reasoning to go out the window for a while. Maybe not for very long, but that is very, very normal. That is what urges are about. That's how the brain works. Okay? So if we just plan for that, then we can put some things in place to just kind of wait it out. Because that's kind of what I did on Sunday night. Okay, Lori says, I don't even sit on the couch to watch TV at night. Yeah, unless I mean, and that's another great way. Brush your teeth. Unless I'm completely ready for bed, teeth brushed, flossed, and my mouth guardian. I mean, you're setting yourself up for success, Lori. You're not going to eat after you do all that, right? So that's another thing where it's just like, I mean, you know, this closing the kitchen that we talk about, it can also be things like, you know, yeah, I don't go back into the kitchen. But I also like, I'd brush my teeth right then. And I mean, my thing of like sitting on the couch under my blanket and and watching the TV, that's like my signal of like, no, we're done eating because we're probably going to be asleep here pretty soon. Because I have my brain also, once I get on, I mean, I could go in there right now, y'all, at 5:21 and get under the blanket, get in a certain horizontal position and start watching TV, and I bet you anything I'd be asleep. That's how powerful our brain is. We have trained it and we've trained it to, you know, to kind of perpetuate these habits that are, and we can train our brain to do other things too. Okay. All right. Nancy, my urges then tend to become an obsession for freaking hours. Tell me more about that. Oh, an obsession, like, and see, that's the thing. That's what I want you to think about, Nancy. How can you make your urges less of a big deal? We all have urges, y'all. I'm 10 years into this journey, lost all my weight, all the things. Urges aren't going away. So what relationship do you want with them? They're not, I mean, the goal is not to have no urges. Friend has urges. I have urges. MJ has urges. We all have urges. We're all going to. So, what do you want to tell yourself when they come? And I know they feel strong and they feel like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. But the more we practice and the more we kind of put these things in place where it's like, oh, this is where I'm just going to pretend I'm glued to the couch, or this is where I'm just going to go brush my teeth. So, okay, Nancy, you go to bed and when you wake up, okay. But are you saying, what are you saying to yourself as you're having the urge? Do you need to put some sticky notes somewhere of like, this is just an urge. I'm safe. I'm not hungry right now. Be sure you're not hungry. I will eat when I'm hungry again. I'm okay. It's just an urge. I'd love to coach you on that, Nancy, if you want to get on. Okay, Carrie, let's do this. Hello. How are you? Just do deep breath. Never hurt anybody. Feels good.
Oh, no. So I want to start. Thank you for all of you just said. Of course, that speaks to a lot of what I'm thinking about. We'll just so I've been in OBS for a couple of years now, actually, and haven't lost my weight. My big thing is overeating at night. I do pretty fairly well during the day. I do overeat sometimes, but I'm not like constantly eating. At night, my pattern is I sit down, watch something, and I just want a snack, snack, snack. So last night I did this. I'm becoming more aware of it. I was snacking on hippies, which is kind of vegan Cheeto things, you know, very crunchy and lovely and cheesy and salty and all of those things. And after a bit, I had the thought, okay, you're not hungry. You can stop. You know, of course, I had the thoughts of, oh gosh, you're doing it again. But then I was like, but you can stop now. I stopped. And then 5 minutes later, I think I even had the thought of, you're not hungry. You don't need anymore. You don't need to do this. And I just grabbed right through it. And
Okay.
that's my, you know, that's I don't know. It's self-control. It's,
well, well, here's what I hear. I hear a lot of self-control in what you just described.
Okay.
This is where we have to celebrate and like see as, do you know how big of a deal it is for you to be able to stop for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because in the past,
I didn't always, I don't always do that, you know? Yeah.
You would have, I mean, you know, we stop when the food's gone a lot of times, or, you know, at the end of the bag.
Which is what happened the second time.
Well, but still.
It's like, okay.
We gotta, we can't, that doesn't cancel out the progress that you made when you actually came to kind of awareness and consciousness of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, could I stop right now? Am I really hungry? Like, that is where, I mean, this is what we talk about, binging better, overeating, you know, overeating better, right? And kind of the small level ups that we can make.
Yeah.
This tells me that you are on your way if you just keep going and keep practicing. Because what did you prove to yourself in that, with that experience? Tell me.
Well, one thing is, I mean, there is an improvement in that I do have the thoughts now, you know. I mean, I'm a communication coach. I teach my clients all the time, you know, we're changing habits, we're changing patterns. We're not going to do it perfectly. Sometimes the best we hope for is 48 hours later, you acknowledge, I did this thing, you know, that's a change. I did this thing. Yeah. So having the thought in the moment is different. Yes.
It like, it, I mean, it's a lot, it was a lot sooner than 48 hours later,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
In the moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And the thing that makes me want to cry is it's not happening faster.
Well,
like, I mean, that's really.
Yeah. And that's, but that's all it is.
You know.
I will say you're just a little off on the timeline. That's all. You're just a little off. So we all want it to happen quicker, but here's the thing. It's not. So now what? What are we going to do? We know it's not going to happen quicker if we stop or beat ourselves up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with the work you do, it takes time for us to build these habits, and it comes with keeping going, but also celebrating the fuck out of what happened.
Okay.
I mean, you prove so much to yourself that you're like, you're not out of control. You're not just like, oh my gosh, you know, and you come back to yourself when all the food's gone. No, you gave yourself a choice in that moment. And yeah, you chose to keep eating. But it's not about that. It's about that you knew that you had a choice in that moment, and you also knew you weren't hungry. You were able to check in with your body. Like, that's a huge deal in that moment.
It's true. Okay? It's true.
Yeah. It's true.
Thank you. I mean, okay. That is very true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Then let's just kind of play with this a little bit. Like if we see this is really big progress, what could you try next time to make, you know, to build on that progress?
Well, I think there's a second choice to make in that moment for me, which is get up and put it away.
Okay. That's one option for
like
sure.
I'm looking through my window and the bag is still sitting there on the table.
Okay.
Like I'm looking at the empty bag right now.
Okay.
I didn't even throw it away at the end.
Okay.
So there's, I think, some step for me of a follow through.
Mm-hmm. That, I mean, that's one option. There's also the option of, okay, I waited 5 minutes last time. Let's go for 6 or let's go for 10.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I want to give you like a bunch of, and give everybody a bunch of examples of how we can level up. There's not just, I mean, just not eating or eating less is only one way to level up and one thing to celebrate. you can just add on a little bit more time. You could also like decide that you're gonna, with something like that, you know, I think MJ talked about the no container club, like, you know, we don't eat out of bags and boxes mm-hmm. and things like that, where it's mm-hmm. like, okay, I want to keep these, but they're gonna, I'm about to, you know, individually put them into, you know, individual servings. Okay. Yeah. We know that just puts in a natural pause where it's like, okay, if I want some more, I got to go up and get another, you know, bag or whatever.
Yeah.
That's another okay. option.
Okay. The other thing that you kind of spoke to earlier was around like some rules. So I've tried the closing the kitchen thing. In my version of it, I got off of Facebook. Someone said that they programmed their Alexa to scream at them, you know, not to eat okay. every, you know, 5 minutes or whatever. So I set an alarm on my phone, you know, just says don't eat after a certain mm-hmm. time at night. But again, after a time, I just ignore that.
Yeah.
I hit snooze and I still eat. And I'm like, oh, I'm not done eating tonight. Not because I'm hungry, but it's just like, I'm just not done tonight. Mm-hmm. My mouth is not done. No.
Mm, okay. So there's again, we got to celebrate that awareness of like, okay, I'm hearing this. My mouth isn't done.
Okay.
And like, I mean, we got to just celebrate that awareness. And then we got to go, okay, what could I tell myself after I hear that? What could I tell myself? And then this is the other thing with the setting the alarm. Probably, you know, there are probably some times that you did respond to the alarm.
Sometimes.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is where celebrating these small wins comes in, because probably what may have, you know, I'm just taking a guess, but it's like, well, I didn't do, you know, you hear the alarm. Well, I didn't do it yesterday, so I might as well not do it today. You know, and it's like, so it's this keeping going, even when we're not perfect, the consistency we talk about. Yeah. That's not perfection, but it's keeping going imperfectly.
Right.
And so, yeah, of course we like kind of, you know, when we're telling ourselves like, well, we weren't perfect at it anyway, so we might as well not do it. Of course, you're going to start ignoring alarms and things like that, but you can always go back to it.
Yeah.
Whenever you want and say, okay, do I want to do something different tonight? So anyway, but going back to my mouth doesn't want to be done. What could you tell yourself? And that it could be a response to that, right? That's the urge voice. But there's another voice inside of you.
Well, there's the one that wants to be healthy and doesn't want to hurt and doesn't want to feel the way that I do in my body.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and maybe in that moment, all that is, you know, not as, you know, I mean, those are definitely whys that you want to remind yourself of. Like we talk about that, like, you know, kind of in the morning when you journal and, you know, to do your plan and all that, you want to remind yourself of your whys. But in the moment, it could just sound like, well, Jean said, why is more better? Or this is what I said. Could we just do something different this time? Okay. You want to say something? Sorry. I'll shut up.
Well, I was going to say, you know, why is more better? The why is more better is because I mean, I am a big, big, big holder on of it tastes so good.
Okay.
You know, I am starting to kind of eat less during the day. I'm eating fewer meals because, you know, listening to my hunger.
So what do you
want? I eat every 3 hours. Okay. And I've had the thought sometimes I'm sad because there's so much good food in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're also sad because you hurt.
And then it's like, oh, I'm going to miss.
But this is where it's like, okay, when you hear it tastes so good, but it tastes so, there's so much food. What do you want to say to that? Right. We can't just stop there and just be like, well, there's nothing I can do. That's true. It's like we have to have we're not going to scream at, you know, this voice. But we have to have a response. We have to have like a conversation.
Yeah.
So what? Okay. Like, yeah, there's a lot of food and it's good. So what?
Well, I think part of mine, you know, because like I said earlier, I want things to be faster. I want to see results. I want to, you know, I'm not a slow down person.
Well, you and everybody else in this membership.
I know. So, so when you ask me, what can I say? And again, this has been ruminating in my mind, particularly over the last couple of days, is, you know, I just have to slow down. I can have all of those meals, but I don't have to have them all in one day.
Yeah. Like those, that's what I was thinking. Something like I mean, isn't it a yes? There is all amazing, super good food out there and we can have it. I mean, like I just go back to like kind of zooming out and being like, you know, we've done Weight Watchers. We've done all these counting calories and like we found no BS and like we get to eat all this amazing stuff still and lose weight. Just not right at this moment,
right?
You know? Yeah. And so it's like, if that's all it is that we just have to wait a little while, but we get to have it.
Yeah.
Then that's the kind of conversation, right? Yeah. That you want to have with yourself over and over again. Like, I hear you. This is where you don't want to be like, you know, shut up, you know, talking right. about all this good. Like, I hear you and we can have it. Absolutely. Yeah. We can have it. When we're hungry again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's that honestly is the conversation for me.
Yeah. Yeah. But also the, you know, not happening fast enough, right? This is where this celebrating these wins. I know the number on the scale is the, you know, pinnacle or whatever. I'm not even going to go there, but it's like when you're giving yourself these other little hits of like, but look what I did here. Look what I did. Look at this little level up I made. Look how, you know, like what we talked about, what happened with you last night, you know, like that's where you kind of can help you build some patience until the scale catches up with all of this.
Okay. Okay.
I'm so glad you raised your hand.
Thank you.
I think your call just really, I mean, and the chat's blowing up. So there's just so many people that, you know, are experiencing the same thing you do. You are, right? And I was actually coaching one of my private clients just right before this. And she was like, well, I'm going to do a bunch of journaling because I really want to find out about like all these emotions that, you know, like why I'm overeating. And I said, you know, a lot of times it is like, you know, some stuff we're going through and emotions, but a lot of times it tastes so good.
Yeah.
It's not any deeper or darker than that. And it's not dark, right? It's like, yes, of course, food tastes amazing.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I really do think that is mostly my thing because, I mean, you know, this is where I live. It's like my life is good. Like there's no, it's, and I've done a lot of work around my past and you know,
it's like,
of course there's those things in there, but.
And we have like, you know, someone has created Oreos. Someone has created Pop-Tarts. You know, someone has created these things that, you know, potato chips, right? It's just like, so it's not this, you know, it's not this broken, wrong thing about us. Like, well, you can live in this beautiful place and still want potato chips, right? Or, you know, it's like, so don't use that against yourself, right? We've got to tell ourselves we're normal. Of course, we live in this world where food is very good and plentiful. And so what do we want to do now, right? What do we want to do now if we do want to still be successful with weight loss? And so that's how you can kind of take the temperature down on it.
Okay. Thank you, Betsy.
All right. All right. So good to talk to you. All right. See ya.
Thanks.
All right. Let's see. I think I saw Nancy raise her hand. Nancy, if you want to come back and raise your hand, I think I've got a question here in the Q&A. I'm going to review the chat too. Trina says, I had to learn that life's not fair. If I want to lose weight, I can't keep eating when I'm not hungry. That's just a fact, and it's my choice, but my goal is reach. I mean, it really does come down to that. And here's the thing, y'all. We, as human beings, this is something I learned from one of my teachers, is that, y'all, as humans, we crave autonomy. We crave, like we want, I mean, and I think it's kind of like we want things to be fair. Like we crave like justice in the world, and we want things to be fair, and we want things to, we kind of like want what we want. And so when we're doing this weight loss thing and, you know, dealing with urges and stuff, it comes up against that. And so that's why we've got to be so kind and gentle with ourselves when we do have these urges, because it's like, okay, I see what's happening here. I want something. I want what I want, but I also want this other thing. And so what am I going to do here? I can't keep eating when I'm not hungry, or I'm not going to lose weight. It just comes down to that. And so can you be with that? Like that fact, just that fact, and get through that urge and practice doing something different. All right. Let's see. Yeah, food is so good. Food is so good. Yes, Kim talked about stopping the mindless eating, putting it in a bowl, and or, you know, or dividing it up into individual servings. That really does break up things and kind of slow down things. Also, sitting down at the table or somewhere where you're not usually eating, you know, not your eating chair in the living room, can really help to kind of bring you more into the consciousness and be like, okay, what am I doing here? Do I want to stop? Am I hungry? What do I really want to do here? Yes. So, all right. I'm just looking at the chat here. Okay. Denise said, I had to live through the fear and panic of not eating a few times and surviving. And it showed me I could not eat, and it wasn't uncomfortable as I was making it out to be. She didn't think she could do it. That's the thing, y'all. Sometimes we just got to get over that hump and come out the other side and literally like, oh my gosh, I survived that. I did something different and new. I didn't eat and I survived. And sometimes it only takes one or two times for us to do that, for our brain to be like, well, we didn't die last time. Maybe we could try it again. So what if it was that easy? What if you didn't have to, you know, get past an urge a million times for it to feel easier? What if it only took one or two times? Might as well just give it a try. Rose, if you want to raise your hand, I see you in the Q&A. You go down to reactions. Yes, you go down to reactions, and then you will see the raise hand button. If anybody else wants to raise their hand to get coached, we will do that. Otherwise, you may just get out of here a little early. Y'all know I can talk. I swear, I want to have like a contest with the coaches and see how long people can coach and talk, and I bet I would win. All right, Jess, here we go. Let's do this. Rose says she sees a hand clap and a thumbs up. Right below that, Rose, you should see raise hand.
Hi, Coach Betsy.
Hello, you're sideways.
I was gonna
there
say,
we go. Okay.
So long, and I think I used my iPad last time, so I apologize.
No problem.
So you were looking for someone to coach, and I'm not sure this is the correct one to get on, but let's do it.
Let's do it. It was meant to be.
So I actually, overeating and binging is really tough for me right now, because I actually have been a part of no BS, I would say 3 to 4 years. And I lost 110 pounds. So I've been doing the things, I've done it. And, I'd like to say, I just kind of got comfortable. I hit a point of like, is this maintenance, but I want to keep going. And in reality, what it really was is the loose skin. I let those thoughts really get to me. And now I'm just angry. So I've gained like 20 to 30 pounds back. I want to get back where I was because it felt wonderful. My clothes felt great. So now I realize like I'm overeating and binging just out of anger. And then I'm getting back into the swing of things, which is kind of what got me into watching this tonight. And I'm like, well, let's throw ourselves on. So more or less, I guess I'm just trying to see how I can get past like the thoughts of, wow, I really let myself get here and I'm doing this all over again.
Okay. Yeah. Because like, what is creating, you know, what's leading you to feel anger? What are you thinking about kind of where you are or this process that's making you feel angry?
Just the fact that I guess I'm disappointed. Like I got so far and I wanted to keep going, but I allowed like those thoughts of the skin is ugly, I look horrible. And now at this point, I would just prefer to have that loose skin and not be carrying the weight around. Cause it's definitely different in the last 30 pounds gained back. I can definitely feel that. And so I just want to get back. So like Carrie was saying, I just want it to go back again. Well, hers was a different situation, but I want to lose it now.
Yeah. So it sounds to me like you just like needed to experience this. You're probably not going to love me saying this, but it's like the only way for you to really kind of figure out this relationship you want with the loose skin.
Mm-hmm.
I think you needed to gain some of the weight back and realize like, actually, no, that's not what I want.
Yeah. I've kind of had self-talk and I don't know, like I said, I figure I'm like, it's to the point where I need to get coached and hear it from somebody self or another coach just saying like, you know, maybe it was just that I needed to do this again. When I reached the 110 pounds, I never had a for sure set number. I never knew exactly where I wanted to be. I knew I wanted to get to Century Club. So I made that. Felt amazing. But I never knew where I wanted to be. And when I got to that.
That's part of it too. But go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say when I got to that point, you know, I was in a group of girls. It kind of just meshed out, which is another piece of it. I always was feeling like I was continuing on and people are leaving me. So I know what it's like. It
makes sense, right? All of this makes sense. And like, this was all part of the journey of what was supposed to happen.
Yeah. So I could just be happy with the loose skin.
Maybe not, you know, happy, but you know, I mean, you can absolutely be happy, right? If you want to think that way, but it can be just, okay, when I am, you know, weighing out the options here, I'm going to choose the loose skin.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose the loose skin over the weight.
Yeah. Cause I still have it. I just have a couple more pounds in it.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you just didn't know that this was what it was going to look like. But sometimes we gotta gain weight to figure out what we really want.
Sorry for the dogs.
No, that's fine. I can barely hear them. So yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, so advisement wise, because I mean, again, I think getting on this, I wrote into the support to reconnect my check boxes, just to start fresh, I guess. I'm going to try and go into a different room.
Okay. All right. But I did want to ask you about that because you said now you're kind of getting back into things and you got on this call. What led you to do that? What have you been telling yourself? Because it sounds to me like you've been with that anger and you've kind of been with that story, but then you've got this kind of new thing you're telling yourself that's leading you to get back into things. What is that? What are you telling yourself now?
Well, what I've been doing is getting me nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the beat ups, the mm-hmm. sitting, as Corinne would say, in your shitty diaper, the blaming, you know, the thoughts or any situation in life. I was somebody I used to, like 6 months ago, I was telling everybody, this is so easy. It's a great program. You can do it. It's just stopping it enough. And I used to be able to list it all off. So I know what to do. I have those tools. It's just a matter of getting past these overeats that I'm doing. And getting,
well, and you're overeating because why?
Because I'm upset with myself.
Those happen when you're not practicing this new story as much in terms of, okay, this is not, you know, just sitting here in anger is not going to work for me. Mm-hmm. I know what to do. And, but this is where we can kind of infuse some more compassion too, where, I mean, and kind of what I've been talking about on, with you, where it's like, what if this was part of the journey, or this, it was part of the journey I just didn't know about, that this is what it was supposed to look like. I just didn't know. And now I'm moving forward to losing my weight for the last time. And it's okay. And I didn't fail. It's just that the journey looked different than I thought it was. It was just my expectations were not met.
Sure. Well, and that's just that I understood along the way and along my journey, the fluctuating and the back and forth, but never did I think I'd be in the boat of, yeah, I gained some of my weight back, like to this extent.
But you could think the same thing about this weight gain as you did about the ups and downs when you were losing 110 pounds. A lot of times when people have a regain, how is this regain not a big deal?
Part of the process, part of learning, and part of the experience, right? And just the fact that, again, I guess the celebrating, that's always been my thing. Any of my accountability members from back in the day could say that. Like, celebrating my wins is definitely a hard part. So even hearing that with Carrie, it was helpful to remind myself of those things. But celebrating the fact that I'm doing it now. I didn't wait till 110 pounds back and, oh my gosh, I'm literally starting from nothing, you know, or...
Right. You didn't gain 100. I mean, we got wins out the wazoo here. You didn't gain all your weight back. You got on this call. It sounds like you're back to practicing the, you know, the habits. You're practicing this new story and, you know, of why your regain is not a big deal, why it was part of the journey that you just didn't know about. And because, I mean, I've had a little bit of a regain too this year. And it's like, okay, I can sit in, I'm a coach. That should have never happened. Or I guess it happened for some reason. I mean, because it did.
Right.
That's fighting with reality, right? That's an exhausting, I like to say, that's just leaning up against that brick wall, trying to knock it over. We wear ourselves out, right? It's like, it's what is now.
Yes.
Now what? I guess it was part of the deal. And like, what did I mean? And you learn so much from it. That's what I want you to really think about and write about. Like, because when you were at that 110 pound mark, you weren't where you are now with like, oh, I see what this loose skin, like, I see why it's like, you know, you had to gain this weight back to figure out this, what you really wanted for yourself.
Yeah, it's crazy how much 20 pounds can put you back into reality. So, but
it's really not that much. No. I mean, in comparison to 110, come on. It's not it's not even 30%. You know, it's like 20% or something. I don't know the math, but still, like, and you know what to do. That's the thing. There's no mystery to solve here. Get back at it. You're already on your way getting coached and just, but then, I mean, do you need another accountability group? Do you need a group, a supportive group around you?
I was questioning that too, because that's definitely been something throughout my journey that I felt was helpful. So I can say that for anybody on this call that's questioning that, but It was definitely helpful to have those days to celebrate those wins. Sometimes you're questioning, who can you even say that to? A lot of people are struggling with their weight and they don't want to hear those those wins. But when you have a group that's doing the same thing and working with you, you know, it provides you that opportunity. So yeah. I do appreciate this. Honestly, I'm like, yeah, okay, this is a whole different perspective. And so I appreciate having that during those moments of binging or overeating that I could be saying like, hey, you know, that's enough. This was just a part of the journey.
So I really do encourage you to think about, okay, what do I want to tell myself? I mean, and do some writing about it, you know, like, how is my weight gain not a big deal? How does it make sense? How was it supposed, you know, how could even just open yourself up to, how could it be part of my journey that I just didn't know about? Because what did it teach me that I would not have ever known otherwise? And then see what you come up with. And you can always bring it over to Ask Coaches if you want to. You can put my name in the title if you want me to look at it.
Okay.
All right. I'm so glad you raised your hand. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Bye. All right. Y'all, we are about out of time. So I see some people looking for the reactions button or the raise hand button. I think it's maybe a little hard to find on the phone, but it is under the reactions. But we are about out of time today for coaching. But now you know. Now you know how to raise your hand. And so let's look at the calendar real quick for the last minute or so. And then, because every Tuesday, y'all, we have kind of adjusted the schedule the last couple of months. And every Tuesday, there is a coaching call. I'm doing binge today. So in July, binge today, body image and sex coaching next week. And here's the thing. I was just thinking about this. Like, y'all, it really is body image and sex coaching. So even something like I just coached on with loose skin, you could bring something like that. You could bring your thoughts about your body, your thoughts about your weight to those calls. Okay. And the amazing Coach Lisa does that call. Then we have Saturday, the 13th, we have the maintenance coaching call. All these are just open coaching calls. Then Coach Kathy is going to be on the next Tuesday, how to feel the feels without, how to feel the hard stuff without eating, with all the nervous system resilience stuff, y'all. I mean, I swear, I think you could raise your hand with so many different things going on because so much is involved with our nervous system and why we overeat. And then Wind Down with Coach MJ is the next Tuesday. So drinking, smoking, edibles, all the things. We are, you know, no judgment here. And so that is, and we're going to be doing that every month. And then of course there's the calls with Corinne and MJ on Sundays, and they kind of switch off, but there's always options to raise your hand. And I swear every single one of those calls, there's a time when there's like nobody raising their hand. And so just don't ever think that like no one's going to call on you, because especially if you raise your hand at first, when the call first starts, you will get some coaching. Okay. And of course there's always Ask Coaches. So, all right, y'all. Speaking of, someone talked about, Zoom and an update. An email went out, I think maybe today. I was just checking my email earlier. Be sure your Zoom app is updated everywhere, because there is a chance that you may. Okay, Vivian, thank you. There is Zoom's getting serious, y'all. If you have not updated on every device, phone, iPad, computer, there may be a chance you actually can't get into our calls. Okay, so you've got to be sure that you are have the latest update. And speaking of, as I was going through the calendar, I was like, on Monday, July 8th, so this next coming Monday at 4 p.m. Central, we have our tech help call. where you could get on there and be like, okay, I do not know how to update my Zoom. Will you please help me? And so they can help you there, y'all. We have got all the help for you everywhere if you just take advantage of it. Use us, okay? Because we are here for you. All right, y'all. It's been so much fun. It's been so much fun to have these calls 2 weeks in a row, just the way the calendar worked out. So, but I will be back here next month to do more binging and overeating calls. And I am going through this training program right now, all about binging. And so I'm really excited about bringing y'all some new information next month. So stay tuned for that. And y'all, just speaking of next month, this summer, y'all, is going to be amazing. And this will be the last thing I say. This summer, we have Drop It Like It's Hot here in July. And I wanted to pull up the plans for the rest of the summer. I want y'all to keep this on your calendar and to really, look forward to this. In August, we're going to be doing an entirely new content on making the basics easier. Who wants to make the basics easier so you can lose more weight? Okay. It's going to be an entirely new content and new program. So that is going to be in August. And then in September, we're releasing the teachings, not the coaching or the, the things like that, but the content from our No Excuses Camp from a few years ago. And so, y'all, that content was amazing. It was all about the excuses and getting aware of the excuses that we make. That is absolutely every single one of us, y'all. That course is going to be something that you can use no matter who you are, no matter where you are in your weight loss journey. We all make excuses to overeat and not follow our plan and not make plans and not drink our water and all those things. And so it is going to be, so we're releasing the lessons to the full membership. We do that a few years after camps a lot of times. But the people who attended camp and paid for camp, they get to keep the coaching and all those kinds of things. But we do release the content because we want everybody to benefit from it. So we have so much to look forward to throughout this summer. And so just stay tuned to your email and to your newsletters and and on these calls, we'll be giving y'all updates on what's coming. So I can't wait to go through it. So, all right, guys, it's been so much fun and, I will talk to you all soon. Let's see, the next call I'm doing, I think it's going to be maybe the monthly planning and assessment call at the end of the month. So it's been so much fun to be on here with you all and, some great coaching today too. So, all right, guys, take care. Bye-bye.